You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hi there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. I'm Thomas Domba, also go by the name of Anonymous. I am going to review an app here today called NetNewsWire RSS Reader. NetNewsWire is one word, NetNewsWire. The best part about this app is free. It's open source. There's no ads, no in-app purchases, or any gimmicks that you have to contend with. Now, some of your Mac user out there may have heard this before and say, hey, that sounds familiar. It should be, because it's been on the Mac app, or in the Mac OS, I should say, for a long time. And they finally decide to make a splash debut on iOS. Really, it's more of a tidal wave for me. I've been waiting for this for a very long time. I have been a long-time Newsify Lyre app user myself. This is definitely going to compete against those two and many other RSS reader out there. It is now my go-to choice when it comes to RSS readers for many reasons, which I'm going to be covering in this podcast. So sit back. It's going to be kind of a long and lengthy podcast, a lot to cover here. So let's start with what is NetNewsWire exactly. This is an application that allows you to subscribe to different various RSS feeds. What is that exactly? I'm glad you said. Well, let's just take Smart News, Apple News, or Google News, for example. They pull sources. So in other words, they may look at ABC, NBC, CBS, BBC, all these different news sources. And what they do, they pull articles or news from these places. Depending on the category you want, it could be entertainment, it could be science, it could be technology, it could be US or world, whatever have not. But anyway, what they'll do is they'll grab the most appealing top stories that is in for that category and bring it up to you. There's no redundancy, and it is you should get to see just the top things that are going on in those categories. Also, keep in mind, you are listening to an AppleBiz podcast, so you probably somewhere maybe have subscribed to this podcast, whether you're using Victor Reader Stream or perhaps you're using Overcast or Downcast. You have somewhere down the road, may have subscribed to this podcast. It is very similar to that. So ABC, NBC, CBS, BBC, all these sources, People's Magazine, whatever you want, Discover Magazine, you can ask for or look for RSS feeds from those locations, and you'll pull those sources yourself. The disadvantage of that is that you're going to get a lot of duplicates, because if a main news comes out, they're all going to report the same thing, right? But they're also going to report news that probably doesn't or isn't seen on any other source. So thus far, you're going to get a lot more meat of various news that you could ever wish for. So it's kind of a step up above those apps that I mentioned. It takes a lot of work. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It takes a lot of work to get this built up to where you're happy in what you have, and you may have to tweak it because you get too many articles at once. So you get as much as you want, because, you know, I like to follow Apple, right? Well, there's tons of Apple sources. Now, if I would just get the top news, I'm only seeing a handful of things, where I want to get everything. So it could be hundreds and hundreds of different news about an Apple each and every day. So I'll get that. So enough of that. Let's jump into the app itself.
NetNewsWire, 68 new items. Double tap to open.
Okay, so here we got a badge. I already have 68 articles waiting for me. And what I essentially have done, I have kept this intact. So when you download this for the first time, you're going to see the exact same thing as I am. I thought that would be a better approach. And then I'll show you what I've done towards the end of the podcast to give you a better idea what you can do with this. So double tap this.
NetNewsWire, filter read feeds, button.
So here we are. The first item here is a filter option. I'm going to explain that a little bit later as this makes a little bit more sense to you. But before I do that, I'm going to show you kind of the layout, what we have here. This is towards the top here. Now towards the bottom left,
Settings.
Button. You have your settings, and a bottom right
add atom button
is the add atom. This is where you're going to add a feed or manage folders. And we'll get to that towards the end of the podcast as well, and I'll show you an example. So let's go back to the top where the filter button was.
Filter read feeds button.
Now, when you go to the right here,
feeds heading,
you're going to hear it says feeds, and then we're going to get to the top section.
Smart feeds heading.
There's smart feed. Now, there are three sections in here. First thing you're going to hear.
Today 26 unread. Actions available.
Today's article. So there's 26 articles that were created in the past 24 hours. Yes, you could have more articles. Let me show you as you go to the right. Here's the second of the third item.
All unread. 68 unread.
So
actions
there are
available.
68 total article that are unread. I have not seen yet. And 26 of those are within the last 24 hours. The reason they did this, because obviously if you just are wanting to see what's going on today and you don't have much time, you can just go to the today's area and just read those 26 articles now that have been written in the past 24 hours. Now, if you have more time, you can go to the unread, which will go through all the articles, however far back it goes. Now, let's go to the right.
Starred.
And
actions
we have the
available.
Starred. That is articles that you want to keep. Say, oh, I love this. I want to keep this around for further reading and things like that. You can star an article and it'll be stored in this area. So every time you star something, you can go into here and read those articles that you have left in this area. And then below this.
On my iPhone 68 unread. Heading.
There's something that says on my phone. Now, I'm going to tell you, and it doesn't make a lot of sense now, but this is really an account. You have different accounts and services that you can subscribe to. This one in particular is already baked in. So when you open this up for the first time, this is what you see. This is what is on the phone itself. You have 68 total articles that we've just saw that were unread. And now it will get into the very nitty-gritty of all the feeds themselves. So very specific sources.
Accidentally encode one unread. Actions available.
This is one of the sources. I'm going to just have flick a couple so you can hear some of these.
Becky Hansmeter. Act blog. Rosemary Orchard 2 unread. Daring Fireball 12 unread. Erica Saturn. An essential one unread. Julia Evans. Cocky.org 10 unread. Actions
available.
So you
get available. An idea. These are feeds that people have subscribe to, or this is what this came with. Now, some of the name doesn't make a lot of sense because I don't know what those are, but I'm going to be showing you how you can rename those if it's something that you would like to shorten or to make it more memorable so you can understand what that is. And yes, those are feeds that you can go directly into. So if I just want to read all the articles by this source, I can double tap this. Just as well, if I want to double tap on today's or unread, you can do lots of different ways to access the articles themselves. So let's do that. Let's go back to the today's.
Today 26 unread. Actions available.
I'm going to do one finger double tap to open this up.
The loop. How much worse the coronavirus could get. In charts, ignoring the inflammatory headline by their own story, the situation doesn't have to get.
And then we get into the very first article. As you hear the source. You hear the title, it gives you a preview, and then if you wait long enough, it'll tell you the date and time it was created. So if I'm just going to swipe through a couple here.
The loop, the dos and don'ts of social distancing, as Canadians, Manton Reese, we just posted a chlorine 412, note the loop, infinity the Dalrymple report, with six colors, fun with charts, the pace of Mac OS updates, my friend and former Macworld colleague Rob Griffiths keep.
So these are the articles as you go. Now all of these are unread. Until you double tapped to actually want to read this. So if I'm interested in this particular article, you just do a one finger double tap.
Today, back button.
And we get the option at the top left, of course. Now, if I go to the right.
Previous article, button. Next article, button.
Those are self-explanatory.
Six colors, link, banner, landmark.
There's the source.
Jason Snell.
Arthur.
Image, and
I should
banner.
Say author.
Fun with charts, the pace of Mac OS updates. Heading level 1, link,
and
article,
the
landmark.
Title?
March 13th, 2020 at 3:38, my friend and former Macworld colleague Rob Griffiths keeps a record of Mac OS release, which is exactly the kind of thing I'd expect.
And you can sit there and read the article itself. Now, a couple of things to note. The bottom left.
Mark article unread, button.
is you can mark this particular article as read. And also at the bottom right,
share button,
is the share button. If you want to share this article to anyone out there, to social platform, messages, or whatever have not, you can do that from this button. Now to the left of this,
reader view button,
is the reader view. This is, wow. This is one of the competitive edge why I felt this was the go-to choice. I'm going to explain this in details in a few, but basically you're going to find this particular feature in many different other apps that you either have to pay for or purchase by anti-purchases. And this is completely free, and it makes a world of difference how the article is presented to you. But we'll get to that very quickly. So this is your article itself. So if I go back out.
Six colors, link, banner, landmark.
We'll go to the top left-hand corner.
Today, back button.
And back.
Today. Six colors, fun with charts.
And then went to that article again, so it stays there. Go to the right.
Michael Tsai, WW, Michael Tsai, Sparkle Project.
So you get an idea what I mean. It puts all the sources in one, and because we picked 2 days, it's the past 24 hours, so it only shows that. Now, towards the top here.
Feeds, back button.
And to the right.
Filter read articles, button.
Aha. There's that filter read thing that I said I was going to come back to. This is an option. If I have already marked something red or I have read it, it's going to stay on there. And it's going to be kind of a nuisance because, hey, I already read that. I don't want to read that again. However, I just want to clear out everything that I've read and make it just show up all the unread item. Now, you have two options here. I can either double-click this and it'll show me only the unread option, everything I read will simply disappear. Or at the bottom right,
first unread button.
You have the first unread. So if you double tap that, it'll take you to the very first part of the unread, because if you read, theoretically, you have read all these articles previously before, right? It'll take you directly to the first one. So if you are a fan of keeping all the read articles for whatever reason, for backup purposes, that you want to go back to a particular article that you remember, you want to search for it and you want to keep it, or I'm going to show you the option where you can clear out all the read. Every time you're done with this, it will clear all the reads, and every time you open up the app, it will only show you the unread articles. So if you go back to the top,
feeds, back button, filter read articles button.
Double tap that,
selected, filter read articles,
it becomes selected and you only see the unread item. The other note I want to make, we'll go to the first article here.
Michael Tsai, Sparkle Project, Michael Tsai, 8 Major, Michael Tsai, Vidal 1, The Loop, Bill Gates steps down from The Loop, Coronavirus Impact.
Let's just say there's a lot of them and I don't have time to read them all. I just want to say, hey, I'm done with those particular section. Check this out. If you swipe down,
read,
you can obviously mark that as read.
Star.
You can star that article.
More.
And then the more option. Obviously, if you star it, you'll keep it in your star category, as I mentioned, on the main page. So I'm going to go double tap on more.
Mark above as read button.
Uh-huh. I can tell all the articles that I've glanced through that I wasn't interested in reading or anything. Everything from this spot and up is now marked as read if you were to double tap that. Or if I go right.
Mark below as read button.
You can do the opposite. The reason I do that is because right now the way I have set up is from the oldest to the newest. So I read the oldest article first. And yes, you can configure that from newest to oldest. So that makes sense if you want to read things from the above or below.
Go to feed button.
I can go to the feed itself, which gives you more information to feed, which we'll get to that later.
Mark all as read in the loop button.
Or I can mark everything within this source as read. No other source or feeds is being touched.
Open in browser button.
And sometimes, very rarely, it may come out kind of funky, not reading right. I can go to directly to the source. It'll open up the web browser and bring up the article itself.
Share button.
Obviously, we share.
Cancel button.
And then we can cancel. So let's go back to the top here.
Mark above as read button.
And double tap that.
Performed action. Michael Tsai, WWDC 2020
now,
to be online.
Everything above that has been marked as read. So let's go back to the top left.
Feeds. Back button.
Go back.
Feeds. Back button. Filter read feeds. Button.
Now let's take a look and see what the today says now.
Today 15 unread.
Ah, so you went down to 15. So I've read or marked red. Those 15s are there now. 26 was there before. And then obviously...
All unread, 58 unread.
The all unread is now down as well. If you double tap on all unread, you will see all the articles, including what you would see in today. So let's go to the right.
Start. Mm-hmm. Actions available. On my iPhone, 58 unread. Heading.
And then we'll go back to this.
Accidentally encode one unread. Actions
as I
available.
Mentioned before, if you want to go to that source and read it, double tap.
Accidentally encode how to build and manage a self-improving team. My latest in quartz, a lot of things in management.
So there's that one article. And if you swipe to your right.
Accidentally encode sharing the data. How technical women. Accidentally encode distributed. How to build and strengthen distributed
and
engineering
hear,
teams. I recorded an episode
other
of
my- articles in here. That's because it still keeps all the red stuff. Another thing to note is if you want to read the entire thing at the same time, remember at the bottom right.
First unread. Button.
It's the first unread. And every area that you go to where it has all these articles, don't forget the bottom left.
Mark all as read.
It's mark as all read. So everything in here, I just want to mark as read.
Mark all as read. Dimmed. Accidentally
encoded.
And it'll
take you back out
Actions
to
available.
The main page. So we're back here.
Becky Hansmeier. Blog. Rosemary Orchard to unread.
And et cetera.
Actions available.
And et cetera. Ah, so let's notch this up a little bit. Let's show you a couple things that may be important for you to know. Every time you see a feed source, if you want to change that, you can just swipe down.
Delete.
You can delete that source entirely. Be careful. Once you delete it, you can't get it back. It removes that particular source off of your device. Swipe down.
Rename.
Aha. Rename. This is where you can rename the source. So if you don't like it how it is, sometimes when you subscribe to a source, for example, Apple Insider is one of them. It says, it'll say something like Apple Insider, your number one source for Apple news, blah, 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 blah. And it's really long and it could be too much verbosity going on. It's just going Apple Insider, your number one source for Apple, da, 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 da. And then finally gets to the title. Ah, I don't like that. You can rename that.
More.
The more option, we'll get to in a sec.
Drag item.
And then you can drag this. Yes, this is how you move one source into another area, which I'm going to show you in a few minutes or down the road here, further down the podcast.
Activate. Default.
And then obviously activate, that opens it. Let's go up
more.
To the more. Double tap.
Blog. Rosemary Orchard.
And then go to the right.
Get info. Button.
We'll get to that. The top right-hand corner.
Open homepage. Button.
Uh-huh. You can go to the homepage of this source. So if you forget what it is, you can go to actual homepage of itself.
Copy feed URL button.
I can copy this. This would be useful if you want to share this with other people. You can give them this particular feed so they can subscribe to it.
Copy homepage URL button.
Mm-hmm.
Mark all as read in blog, Rosemary Orchard button.
You can mark this all as read for this particular source.
Cancel button.
And then obviously cancel. Before I get out of here, let's go to the get info, which is at the top right.
Get info button.
Double tap that.
Performed action. More. Done. Button. Blog. Rosemary Orchard. Heading. Blog. Rosemary Orchard. Text field. Double tap to edit. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
So you can edit the name of it right here if you wish.
Notify about new articles.
This is the cool part. If you want to be notified about this particular source, so let's go to the right here.
Notify about new articles. Switch button. Off.
It's
double tap to toggle setting.
As what it says. So if I have AppleViz, for example, I want every notification that comes new, article, blogs, whatever entry on AppleViz comes across, I want to be notified about that. So you can turn this option on to be notified anytime of a new article, blog, guides, whatever it is, comes across from this particular source.
Always show reader view. Always show reader view. Switch button. Off.
This is also essential. If you are wanting to have reader view, which I promise I'll get back to and I'll show you an example of what difference that makes, but this is great. You can say, I want everything in this feed to go into reader view. You don't want to do it to all of them because it will slow down how it catches and fetch different articles. And sometimes I don't want that to be on all the time. But nonetheless, those are the two options you can pick from.
Homepage, heading, https://resumeriorchard.com/.
There's the homepage.
Feed URL, heading.
Here's the feed.
https://resumeriorchard.com/category/blog/feed button.
And that is it for this page. Yes, you'll have to set the notification and reader view for each different sources that you want to do it. Cumbersome, right? That's exactly what I was telling you at the first part of this podcast. Once you get it tweaked and where you have it, you want to keep it itself. It is going to take a long time to build this up, but I'm going to show you how you can back this stuff as well. But I want to show you that because you're able to do all sorts of things when you go into the source itself and flick down to different options you have and the more. So let's get out of here.
Done. Button.
Top left. Done.
Accidentally encode. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. The Becky Hansmeier. Blog. Rosemary Orchard to unread. Daring Fireball 12 unread.
And then we're back to the different feeds. We are going to pump this up a little bit. I am going to turn on what I have installed here so you can see for yourself what I've done. I'm going to go down to the bottom right hand corner to settings.
Settings. Button.
It's time to go in the settings.
Button.
Go to the right.
Settings. Heading. Notifications. Badge. Data. And more. Heading.
Obviously, this is for all the notifications. This, yes, you'll have to set this up and say, yes, I do want to accept notifications if I decide to subscribe to something.
Open system settings.
And that gives you the option to go into the settings and make those changes.
Accounts. Heading.
Aha. Accounts. This is what I was talking about, accounts. And the first one you're going to see...
On my iPhone. Button.
It's fine on my iPhone. All right. Now, below this, it's going to be my account.
Feedly. Button.
Call Feedly. And below this...
Add account.
Aha. Now, this is where you can add services or account. Now, I'll try to explain this a little better for you here. Now, on this iPhone or on my iPhone, really, what that is, it's... Everything, that feed and everything you set up is on your phone. So if you were to lose your phone or your phone needs to be replaced or gets destroyed or whatever it is that you lose it and you come back and you have to restore things, it's not going to be there. It doesn't save back to the iCloud. So that's why the export and import is going to be very important if you choose to do that path. Now, the other option, which I'm going to choose here, is Feedly. There's two services here. There's one called Feedly and Feedbin. Those are services that you can sign up for free. The bad news is that you'll have to go to the website, create your account. But once you get the account, you can get that and bring it into this app. The advantage of this service here for the Feedly and Feedbin is that it stores everything in the cloud. So in other words, everything you set up, everything you add to it will automatically be synced in the cloud. It's all good and dandy, but there's pros and cons to both elements. So in terms of the Feedly and Feedbin is that, well, sometimes because it's a free service, they obviously need to make money. So if they want to make money, they're going to offer you a faster time refresh of certain websites. So if I subscribe to CNN, for example, that may be delayed for an hour or two, whatever it decides or it thinks that it's reasonable for you to have a free account. Where if you have it on your phone itself without a service, it's going to pull it real time. So there's some things to think about how you want to play and what you want to do. I've always been a Feedly user because I've gone to so many different apps of readers in particular, and it was just easy to import. But if time and census is for you, I would highly recommend keeping on your phone. But remember to export them regularly each time you make any changes. In theory, once you have it tweaked the way you want it, all you have to do is export it once. And yes, you can export it to your iCloud, which I have done for backup purposes. Now, one of the downsides is there's only two services at this time, and hopefully they will expand on this. The other note I want to make is if you are doing it on your phone compared to Feedly, you need to remember, yes, it needs to be refreshed. Let's give you an example. If you do not decide to keep the background app refreshed to on, and it's going to be essential if you do want to keep them in real time, you're going to have to keep that on for the NetNewsWire. Because if you turn that off, you're only going to pull the articles or the RSS feeds from those sources every time you open the app. Meaning, if there has been, let's just say, you haven't checked for a couple of days, it may only pull the last 10 or 20. It just depends on the site and what they want to put in their feeds. So you're going to miss some articles that you miss in the last couple of days, and you're only going to get the last 20 or so when there might have been 50, 60 of them, if that makes sense. Now, if you're using the services like Feedly or Feedbin, you're not going to miss any of that. So that's another advantage of having a service. If you step away for a while, it will come back and remember everything. However, if you keep the background app refreshed, in theory, it's supposed to keep all the articles for you. And when I say theory, is that if you're not going out of bounds somewhere where you don't have cell reception, it can't pull that. So if you are in a rural area or somewhere that doesn't have very good cell reception or Wi-Fi, it obviously isn't going to be able to pull those articles, so you may have little gaps in between. So that's something for you to weigh on both. Now I'm going to have to tell Feedly to turn itself on.
Feedly button.
You double tap this.
Feedly text field. Double tap to edit.
Yes, you can rename that. Go to the right.
Active. Active. Switch button off.
All right.
Double tap to
turn
the setting.
To on.
On.
Now it's active. Let's go back out.
Settings. Back button.
Top left.
Settings. Done. Button.
And now I'm going to go to...
On my iPhone. Button.
That one. Double tap.
On my iPhone. Text field.
I'm going to disable
double
that
tap
for
to
now.
Edit. Active. Active. Switch button. On. Off.
When I do this, it does not delete anything, as in it doesn't remember, or I should say, it doesn't delete all the sources and things you've done. As long as you turn it on and off actively and not delete it, you'll be fine. So if you can come back to this later and turn this back on, and you'll be able to see those sources again. Top left.
Settings. Back button. Settings.
All right. Done. So I have button. Turned on Feedly, but I'm going to show you the rest of the settings.
Feedly. But add account, but feeds, heading.
Okay, now we're going to this feed settings.
Import subscriptions.
This is what's going to be imperative for those that are not using services like Feedly or Feedler. If you're doing it on your device, whatever have not, or you simply want to import a feed from a friend that have shared their file to you from what they have, you can do that. So if I wanted to share all these sources with you, I can go to the next one.
Export subscriptions.
I can export those subscription to you, and then you can import that.
Timeline, heading.
Now we're going into the timeline section.
Sort oldest to newest.
This is what I was telling you before.
Sort oldest to newest. Switch button on.
I have this on
double
by
tap
default.
To toggle setting.
It's turned off, so if you want oldest to newest or newest to oldest, this is where you do it.
Group by feed. Group by feed. Switch button off. Double tap to toggle setting.
This is turned off by... Default off. I would definitely leave this off. Otherwise, it'll start grouping all the feeds or sources when you go to today's or all unread. It's going to group all the sources together. I don't like to do that. I just want to see how things went chronological order of through the day.
Refresh to clear or read articles.
Now, this is turned off by default, but...
Refresh to clear or read articles. Switch button on.
I double tap
this to toggle
on.
Setting.
That's exactly what it sounds. Every time you open this app or refresh, it's going to clear out all the read articles. So if you are not wanting to keep the read articles, turn this option on. So every time you get to it, all those old read articles will disappear. Otherwise, keep this off if you want to keep all the read articles.
Timeline layout. Button. Articles. Heading. Confirm mark all as read. Confirm mark all as read. Switch button. Off.
Pretty self-explanatory. Do you want to be reminded? Hey, are you sure to do this? I have this turned off, so I don't want to be reminded.
Enable full screen articles. Tap the article top. Enable full screen articles. Tap the article top bar to enter full screen. Tap the top or bottom to exit. Switch button off.
I
double tap to toggle setting.
Have this turned off. This doesn't really apply to me in whatsoever.
Help. Heading.
And then we get to the help section below.
NetNewsWire help.
This is a great resource. If you are confused and you still want to know some answers to your questions that I haven't answered in this podcast, come in here. This baby is very thorough, very accessible, and it is spelled out in plain English, everything you ever want to know. Kudos to the developer for developing such an awesome help set of topics for you to read. And then below is how you can reach to them, versions, and things like that. So let's get out of here. So now I've activated my Feely app, or I say service.
Done. Button.
Top left is done. Now,
feeds. Button.
Let's go to the top again.
Feeds. Heading. Smart feeds. Heading. Today 195 unread.
There you go.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
There's 195 in my Feely that I subscribe to that are new, unread.
All unread, 195 unread.
195 of those. Oh, wow. Okay, so what do you got, Tom? What do you got available on your source? Let me show you a couple of this stuff.
Starred. Feedly 195 unread. Apple News 86 unread.
So
swipe
what
up
I've
or down
done.
To select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
I created folders within my Feely. Folders are categories that I place all the sources that regards to Apple. So I have Apple News.
Expand folder button.
And you
swipe
are...
Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to...
Given the option to expand this, and I'll come back to that.
Disney News 45 unread.
Of course, you know those folks out there that
action.
Knows me. I'm a Disney fan.
Expand folder U.S. and World News 64 unread.
And then I have U.S. World News. Let's go back to Apple here.
Apple News 86 unread. Swipe up or down.
And as promised, I'm going to go down to expand.
Expand folder.
Double
button.
Tap.
Collapse folder.
Now, what this does is shows every source that I've subscribed for this Apple News. Go to the right.
9 to 5 Mac for unread. 148 apps. App Advice 1 unread. Apple Gazette. Apple Newsroom 1 unread. Apple Reviews. Apple World Today 2 unread. Apple Lecture. Apple Insider 3 unread. Apple Tell. Apple Vis.
Swipe and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I have tons of different Apple sources in here. Do I go to one by one? No, I don't do that at all. Typically, how I do it, I'm going to go to the Apple.
Apple News 86 unread.
I just generally just go to that category so that I can just read specific Apple news. So if I double tap that.
I launch Apple to reopen Apple stores in mainland China. Well, I launch France's competition authority to find. I launch Apple suppliers expect AirPods shipments to. I launch save $349. iPhone hacks. This iPhone 9 concept in attractive new color looks stunning. Apple was expected to.
So what's for curiosity? And yes, we've done this before, but I'm going to show you the reader view this time. Double tap that.
Apple News. Back button.
Let's see what it gives us.
Previous article.
Button. I'm going to go to the right.
Next article. iPhone hacks. Asif Sheikh. Image. And this iPhone 9 concept in attractive new color looks stunning. March 13th, Apple iPhone 9 concept. Apple was expected to unveil a completely... Continue reading right arrow. Link.
Uh-huh.
And
it only gives you about two lines. Then it says you got to tap here to continue reading. Ugh. How frustrating, right? It's like, my gosh, why come you don't pull the whole thing? Ah, that's where the reader view comes in. That's the beauty of it. So I'll go to the bottom right.
Share button.
Uh-huh. And then we'll go to the left.
Reader view. Button.
And one finger double tap.
Processing. Reader view.
And depending on your
selected
bandwidth and
reader view
internet,
button.
It will determine how long it will take to pull the full article out. So let's see this what it has now.
Apple News. Back button.
Now we'll go to the right and we'll do the same thing.
Previous article. Next article. iPhone hacks. Asif Sheikh. Image. And this iPhone 9 concept in attractive new. March 13th. Apple iPhone 9 concept. Apple was. Expected to end towards the end of this month. The company was forced to cancel. However, a new, the 1 minute long concept, the Hacker 34, keeps it incredibly simple, funky colors, and the video shows a few colors. The smartphone is shown to feature.
And I'm not actually reading the whole thing, but I'm not letting it finish, but I'm just showing the point. Now you got the whole article right here. And so that's why the reader view is so essential. And that is where you find that is being, you have to either pay for that or in-app purchases in other places. But in this app, it's totally free. Outstanding. I love it. And it makes things so much easier. My gosh. So let's go back out of here.
Apple News. Back button.
Back.
Apple News. iPhone hacks. This iPhone 9 concept in attractive new color looks stunning. Apple was
the article that we were just at. And remember, if you were swipe up or down to the more, you can say, I want to read everything above or below the. You can also do a 3D touch on the older device or a double tap hold on the newer device. One finger double tap hold and let go.
Dismiss context menu.
And you get the same item as you did with the more, so you don't have to do it twice. You just do it once.
Mark is unread. Mark is starred. Button. Mark above as read button.
Aha. So it does the same thing. So let's get out of here.
iPhone hacks.
I'm going to go to the top left.
Feeds. Back button.
Back out of here.
Feeds. Back button. Feeds. Heading.
And then we're back out to the main page.
Button. Apple News 85 unread. Actions
and we're
available.
Down to 85 articles. I hope that makes a lot of sense to you. Now, each and every one of these, remember, there's always a rotor action. If there isn't, try to do a 3D touch or a double tap and hold, and you'll get items. This is the beauty of this app. Everything about this is totally accessible. It was definitely had in mind about accessibility when they developed this, and straight out of the box when it's brand new, I am very, very impressed by the developer, and I'm so excited to share this with you because you have all this option. Nice, right? Okay, now you're probably asking yourself, this is all fine and dandy. How do you add all this stuff and folders? Ah, I'm glad you mentioned that. And before I do that, the other question is, how do I refresh it? Well, that's a good question. Every time you open up the app, it will refresh and will pull down all the new articles. Or if you do a 3-finger swipe down,
refreshing content,
it will refresh automatically if you do a 3-finger pull down. Now, before I get to this section, I'm going to hop out of here, go to Safari and go to AppleVis. So I'm going to show you how to do this.
Dock, phone, double tap to open. Safari, format options, button.
Okay.
Show web page formatting options, including reader, actions.
I am at the AppleVis website, for example. So how do you get these sources? Good questions. A lot of places, all you have to do is go to the source itself and find the RSS link or how you can get that. AppleVis is a great example. If you go to AppleVis, you do a search for RSS, it will take you to a link and you double tap that link and then you get to this page here.
Search this site. AppleVis RSS feeds. Heading level 1. Main. Landmark.
Okay. So let's see what we got here.
We offer a number of RSS feeds that allow you to easily follow activity on the site. Article. Landmark. All new content posted to the AppleVis website.
This feed is everything. If you want everything.
https://www.
There's that one. If you keep going to the right.
New apps posted to the iOS app directory on AppleVis.
You just want new apps.
New apps posted to the Mac app directory on AppleVis.
Mac.
New apps posted to the Apple Watch app directory. New apps posted to the Apple TV app directory on...
Etc, etc. We have tons of different feeds you can belong to, but the one I want to subscribe to is all of them. So let's go back to that one.
All new content posted to the AppleVis website.
Go to the right.
https://www.applevis.com.
That's the feed I want. You can do a number of ways to do this. I know there's 100 different ways to do this. I like to do the text selection. So let's go to the text selection.
Text selection. Word selection. Line selection.
I'm going to do by line. Now I'm going to select them all.
https://www.applevis.com/feed/all. Selected.
Okay. Now let's go to the edit.
Edit.
And swipe down.
Select all. Look up. Share. Copy.
Copy.
https://www.
That's copied into the clipboard. So let's go back to the NetNewsWire.
NetNewsWire. Fill to read feeds. Button.
Now go to the bottom right.
Add item. Button.
And double tap that.
Cancel. Button.
All right. Now you have the cancel button. Top left. And now swipe to the right.
Add web feed. Heading.
Mm-hmm.
Add. Button.
There's your add button.
Selected. Web feed. Button. Folder. Button. Two
you
of two.
You have two options. We're adding a web feed. You can also pick folder if you want to create folders. We'll get to that in a moment.
https://www.applevis.com/feed/all. Text field.
Isn't that
double
cool?
Tap to edit.
It will automatically know that you have something in your clipboard. It'll grab it, put it in here for you. So that way it'll make things a little easier for you to enter. Now, if you are one of those, you can just enter by keyboard. You can do that manually as well. Go to the right.
Title, optional. Text field.
You do want to title at this point. I highly recommend it. Otherwise, you don't have to. This is where you can shorten itself in case it's really super long. As I mentioned about the Apple Insider, number one resource for Apple News, blah, 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 blah. I just want Apple and Insider. So in this case, you could say AppleVis if you want.
Folder, feedly/Apple News.
Aha. This is where you select the folder itself. So if you double tap that, it's going to show you all the folders. And those folders, as you heard, were Apple. They were Disney World, and U.S. world news that I have at this time. You can double tap that and select the folder that this is going to go into. Top right.
Add button.
Is the add button. If you're done, double tap that. It'll take a few seconds. And then voila, it is now added in part under that folder. And that source is there for you to read. Now, the folder.
Selected. Web folder. Button.
Double tap
two of
that.
Two. Selected. Folder. Two of two.
Good, right?
Name. Text field. Account. Feedly.
This is where you add a folder. So you give it a name. Tell it where you want to put it. And I'll put it under there as you want it. Top right.
Add. Dim.
Is the
button.
Add button. So let's cancel out of here.
Cancel. Button. Filter read feeds. Button.
And now we're back at the top of the page. And as I remember, this filter is to the main page. And that was self-explained. If you only want to see unread items, you can double tap that.
Today, 215 unread. All unread, 200 starred. Feedly, 250. Apple News, 89 unread. Actions of.
Now, the other thing before I shoo you off is the folder itself is just like any other feed. If you want to swipe down,
delete.
You can delete that entire folder. That will delete all the folder and all the sources under there. Be careful.
Rename.
If you want to rename it, go for it.
Drag item.
You can drag this around, and I promise you that I will show you that. We'll get that real quick.
Activate. Default.
And activate. Now, what doesn't get explained is one item, and I'm going to show you that. Okay, so if you do a 3D touch or a one finger double tap and hold.
Dismiss context menu. Delete. Button. Rename. Button.
You get the same options.
Mark all as read in Apple News.
Uh-huh. Button. You can mark everything in that folder. So everything is similar to what I showed you before. So I wanted to show you that. So if you are done in that and you don't want it to just mark it on all read from this point, you can do that from here. So let's get out of here.
Filter read feeds. Smart feeds.
All right. So let's go to a particular feed itself.
9 to 5 Mac for unread.
Swipe okay. Up. This, I'm going to show you something. If you drag this, swipe up.
Drag item.
Uh-huh. Double tap. Now, it's going to give you the option where to put it. Now, it's in a drag mode. Where do you want to put it? Okay, say I want to put it in another folder. Let's go to the next folder here.
Disney News 51 unread.
Let's say I want to put it in Disney. Of course, I don't want to do that, but you know that. If I swipe down.
Delete. Rename. Drop before item. Drop ready.
Drop before this.
Drop onto item. Drop ready.
Drop on top. That is how you can drop it on top and into that folder.
Drop after item. Drop red. Cancel drag.
And I'm going to cancel drag.
Drag canceled.
All right. Well, that is pretty much a quick, not so quick, was it? It was pretty of a summarized thing. There is so much to cover in here. I'm sure I forgot a couple of things or did not show you in this podcast. And if you have any other further questions you have not found within the help, please do email me at thomas@applevis.com. I've tried to do my best to help you. Give me a couple days to respond. And also, if you would like some of these feed sources, I know you're probably going to request for those because it'll make your life a lot easier. Let me know, and I'll send you a list of all the different things I have here and some suggestions for you. Obviously, if it's something unique like basket weaving, I'm sorry, I don't subscribe to any of that, so you'll have to do that on your own. The bad thing about this app is what is not like the other one, and I hope it will come. Other apps that are similar to this actually have like a discovery tab, which will show you all the feeds that you can out there that are popular and choices that people can pick from. That would be a lot easier because if I type science or discover magazine, it'll automatically pop up and I can just subscribe to it without having to go to the Discover site and find the RSS feed itself and do it that way, because it's harder to do that way. And so I hope in the future they'll have some sort of a discovery that will allow us to do a search for something and see if it comes up and we can subscribe to make things much easier for you. Otherwise, it's not for the faint of heart from scratch. You have to build this all the way up from scratch and whatever not. So I will try to help you as much as I can. In terms of what feeds I have, I can give you a list of all the actual URL, or I might be able to export it to an OPML file, which is, I explained within the settings how you can import those, and that'll import the subscription to you. All right, well, that is Net News Wire. go and get it. It is awesome, wonderful. I still use Smart News and things like that only because sometimes I just want to see what's going on right now. But I go back to the Net Newswire simply because I get all the different things I didn't see throughout the day when I have more time. So this is a fantastic app to check out. All right. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.